Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
It's already 1 o'clock. I'm having one of those days where I turn, you know, it was like 7 a.m. a minute or two ago. So now happy to be with you, kind of snuck up on me the 1 o'clock hour. And we're going to spend this hour catching up with some organizations in our community, that are really having an impact. And hopefully in one way or another, you're being very supportive of, one of those is the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. They've got an event coming up. We want to let you know about, New Mexico Family Action Movement, as well. And we'll bring Jody Hendricks into the discussion here momentarily. Before we get to both of those, I do want to let you know, we are honored to let the community know about your various events. There's so many good things happening in the community. And when we can, we like to get that information out, so you can be a part of seeing positive change in our community and supporting the good things that are already happening. Now, what I'm going to talk about now is, it's local in that as a local person, you can go online and catch up with Focus on the Family and the Colson Center for a couple of different opportunities to get sharpened and support some organizations. Now, the first one I want to let you know about is coming up actually in June. So that's, you know, what, like 6 or 7 weeks away, Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m., Focus on the Family with this See Life 24, a free online event. They aim to activate communities to support local pregnancy centers, which is apropos, you know, on today's show, since we're having CareNet on, but also experience engaging talks and heartfelt messages and inspiring speakers for See Life 24, Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m., an online event, free to participate in. It reminds us to value every life and be like Jesus by coming alongside pregnancy centers right here in New Mexico. You'll find the details on our website. Go to klyt.fm, and you'll see the See Life banner. Just click on it and register for the event. The other one, from the same group, Focus on the Family, partnering with the Colson Center. Love that they're two great organizations. I mean, this is just outstanding. They've done several of these Lighthouse Voices. The next one is scheduled for May 14th. And the title is The Deconstruction of Christianity. Again, this is a free online event. And on that topic of deconstruction, it's a growing movement that's infiltrating our churches and affecting many who've professed Jesus Christ as Lord. So you'll hear from co-authors of The Deconstruction of Christianity, and that is Alyssa Childers and Tim Barnett, and they'll guide you through the intricacies of deconstruction and shed light on its impact within Christian communities. So gain valuable insights into why deconstruction has become increasingly popular among young believers and learn practical strategies to navigate and counter its influence. And that online event for May 14th at 4:30 in the afternoon, you'll find the details on our website as well. Go to klyt.fm, right on the homepage, click on the Lighthouse Voices banner there, and you'll find the information. Okay, so with that, let's bring Jody Hendricks. You've been so patient. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
And you know, and we mentioned events, and in a minute we're going to cover some of the things that you're working on in the community. Let's do this, Jody. For those unfamiliar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, NMFAM.org, bring them up to speed on the organization and what, you know, what the vision and mission of New Mexico Family Action Movement is.
Yeah, well, New Mexico Family Action Movement is a faith-based nonprofit organization that works to advocate for biblical values in our policy in the legislature. And we work with legislators, we work to help create policy that will protect biblical values, and we defend against policy that will be a detriment to our biblical values. But we also like to be in the community. We don't want to just be in Santa Fe working on law. We like to be in the community, and we like to be able to connect with the community and help families to connect with resources that are available to them so that we can see families thrive, because our overall mission, our vision here at New Mexico FAM is really to transform the culture of New Mexico to one that honors God as we protect and cherish life, as we safeguard the family unit, and as we defend and preserve religious freedom.
Very good. Well, so much appreciate all the hard work being done by yourself and all those involved with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. I'm going to tease what we're going to be talking about probably more in our second segment, but I'm going to tease it now because I want to give people an opportunity to maybe holler at someone and say, hey, tune in. They're going to be talking about the referendum. There's been developments with the referendum / not my kid information, and we're going to really cover that in the second segment of today's show. Before we get to that, let's talk about some of what you were talking about, putting those families in touch with organizations and services and family fun. We've talked before, you and I, about the festivals that are being planned, not only locally, but on a statewide basis. But let's start chronologically with the next festival.
Yes. So we have our Family Fun Festival in Bernalillo County starting. It is May 18th, and we are so excited for this. We have so many great organizations and ministries and resources that are going to be a part of our festival, and it's really looking like it's going to be a wonderful day for families to have fun, but to also get connected with resources that are available to them right here in their community.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the festival on May 18th will be on the campus at Calvary Church.
That is correct. So everywhere we go when we host our Family Fun Festivals, we co-host with a church in the local area that is, you know, excited to be a part of what we're doing. And Calvary is the church that we are co-hosting with this year for Bernalillo County. So we're very grateful for that, very excited to get to use the facilities and have Calvary out there with us to help us cultivate community here in Bernalillo County. So yes, we will be having it in the parking lot at Calvary on May 18th, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning.
11 a.m. Okay. Now, I wasn't an event coordinator, but I did do mobile DJ stuff back in the 80s, a lot of weddings and, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, right? You prepare for an event, and you know, we're going to do this. We're going to have the greeting line. We're going to have the cake. We're going to have the toast. We're going to have the, you know, whatever. And you know, you kind of lay it out and I have a feeling that's kind of the plan here. Kind of walk us through what a Family Fun Festival looks like as we prepare for Saturday, May 18th at 11 a.m. at Calvary Church. What to expect through that, till what, about 2 o'clock or so?
Till 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
From 11 to 3. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun. So that's the word to pick up on, is fun. So you have to go into this knowing that you're going to have a lot of fun. That's the reason we call it the Fun Festival. But what we're doing and what you can expect when you come out to one of our festivals is we have gathered a wide range of resources for families to explore. So we have educational options. So we have, you know, hybrid schooling options. We have homeschool co-ops. We have private schools, Christian schools. I mean, we have all kinds of great education ideas and options for families to explore. We have pregnancy centers coming out. We have counseling agencies coming out. We have other church ministries showing us what they have as far as, you know, if we have VBSs coming up this summer. We have some faith-based drug rehabilitation ministries, some homeless ministries. We have, I mean, we have got so many great ministries coming together. And the cool thing that our festivals really provide for the family, first of all, is a fun day out. Because when each one of these ministries and resources, organizations comes and participates with our festival, they each bring a carnival game. So we've created this great festival carnival type experience. You get to walk around the layout, walk from booth to booth and play the games, win some prizes, win some candy, and just really have a good time with the family. But while you're doing that, you get to connect with these ministries. You get to see what exactly it is that they offer to the community and to the family. Whether it is something that you as a family need for yourself, you need their services. Maybe you're looking at a situation where you're like, you know what, I really could use a good Christian counselor. Well, guess what? We've got some counseling agencies represented there. That would be a great place for you to start. Or maybe you're looking at, you know, a situation where a family member or a friend is in need of the help of a pregnancy center. Well, we're going to get you connected with that. Or maybe you're parents and you're looking at, what in the world am I going to do for schooling for my kids? Because maybe public school just isn't the option for you anymore. You're going to be able to connect with each of those types of ministries. But you're also going to have the opportunity to connect with places you might want to serve with.
Yeah,
you might want to volunteer to help them because you believe in what they're doing. And so that's the beautiful thing about the festival, is that you have the opportunity as a family to walk around and have a fun day, but also get connected and see what's out there, what needs your help, and what could possibly help you with a need that you have of your own.
Okay, now let me help the listener find the flyer that you've prepared so diligently on the website. If you go to NMFAM, that's NMFAM for New Mexico Family Action Movement, NMFAM.org. And then at the top of the page, click on Foundation. And if you scroll down closer to the bottom of that page, you'll see the blue and yellow flyer that's been prepared for the Bernalillo Family Fun Festival, Saturday, May 18th, 11 a.m. at Calvary Church in Albuquerque. And all the, you know, a lot of the details we've already talked about, and some of the other things we have talked about in the past, having already mentioned the Family Fun Festival, is now, is this the first one, right?
We actually had our first one last summer.
Okay.
But this is the first one for this year, this season.
Okay.
So it is our first one for 2024.
Well, let me say this. Here's what I'm going to expect. Last year was the beta, and it was great.
It was.
And it was great. But, you know, they've got one under their belt now, and, you know, this is not their first rodeo for the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and they've got a great Family Fun Festival planned for May 18th. Now, it's the second then, but not planned to be the last, is it?
That's correct. We have several that we're working on around the state for this year, and we will be back at it again next year to continue this, to make sure that we're relevant, to make sure that we are providing the most up-to-date information of who is out there, what ministries, what organizations, what resources are available to families.
All right, so keep tuned for that. And actually, I'm sure as you grow closer to that, we'll have you on and let listeners know about the details. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks with New Mexico Family Action Movement. Coming later in the show, Jennifer Ward is joining us from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Stay with us for that. But we have more to talk about with Jody. Jody, can you stay through the break, and we'll touch on the referendum and Not My Kid?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with more on ABQ Connect. Thanks so much for joining us on ABQ Connect. In our next segment, we'll catch up with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. This segment, we continue our conversation with Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And Jody, in our first segment, of course, we mentioned the Family Fun Festival coming to Calvary Church on May 18th. It's the New Mexico Family Action Movement Family Fun Festival, that is, at Calvary Church, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Saturday, May 18th. And the details are on the website, nmfam.org. Go under the foundation tab and scroll all the way to the bottom of the screen. You'll find those details. I teased that we would be talking about something we've covered extensively, really, in the past, is the referendum project. And there is news. I'm just going to toss it to you, and I'm listening attentively.
Well, great. So many of you are aware of the laws that were passed in the 2023 legislative session. We had six bills that were passed into law, and we really were very upset about them. They are laws that attack parental rights. They attack the innocence of children, the sanctity of life, and our election security. And so based on the New Mexico Constitution, we have the right to referendum, which means that the people can disapprove or annul any of the laws enacted by the legislature. And so we follow this referendum process to get the laws on the ballot for all of New Mexicans to be able to vote on. And so when these six laws were passed, we began the referendum process on these laws because we believe that there were many New Mexicans like us, like so many other organizations that have come together to work on this project. We believe that many New Mexicans felt the way that we did and did not want these laws here in New Mexico. And so we began collecting these signatures. And of course, many of you who are familiar with the referendum project know that we have faced issues with the Secretary of State from the very beginning. The Secretary of State has been trying to deny our right to referendum on these particular bills because she is saying that they relate to the public peace, health, or safety, which in our Constitution is one of the exceptions to the referendum. However, there are usually many earmarkers that are supposed to exist within a piece of legislation for it to qualify for public peace, health, and safety. None of these laws had those markers, and so we continued to move forward. However, the Secretary of State kind of stuck to her guns and said, no, I'm saying that these are for the public peace, health, and safety. And so, of course, we took it to court. We've seen through many different courts in New Mexico. And unfortunately, the New Mexico Supreme Court, the highest court in New Mexico, recently ruled that specifically the two election laws that we had on the referendum, specifically those two laws are exempt from the referendum process. And in their decision to exempt those two laws, they also affirmed the New Mexico Secretary of State's ability to choose to exempt other laws from the referendum process. Therefore, the Secretary of State has designated all six of these laws that passed as exempt from the referendum. So we heard this and we think, okay, what now? Because New Mexicans have been speaking, we have boxes and boxes and boxes of signatures of New Mexicans that are saying, we do not want these laws. So if we are no longer able to get them on the ballot in November, then what can we do to continue to let people know what's happening and communicate with the legislature how the people feel? And so we have begun now the Not My Kid petition. It is an online petition. You can sign it online. You can send it. You can share it. And you can choose which laws you want to sign on to when you go to that online petition. But what we're going to do is we're continuing this collection of signatures via this petition because we will be delivering with other organizations these signatures that we've already collected so far and the signatures that we're going to continue to collect on the petition. We will be delivering them directly to, like, actual physical copies because it's going to overwhelm them.
So you'll be
the legislators.
You'll be able to say, look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes.
Exactly. Here. Exactly. We are going to hand deliver all of these signatures to every member of the legislature in the 2025 session. And we're going to use that as an appeal to them to repeal these laws, to begin working to take them back, to undo them, to pass new law that helps to get rid of these egregious laws that have now really put our parents' rights and our children and life and elections all at risk. And so we're continuing forward. We're excited for the momentum that we have gained. We're excited for the response that we're seeing across New Mexico of people realizing, you know what, I really do have a voice, and I can use my voice to say, no, 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 not my kid. You guys aren't going to do this, New Mexico legislators. You're not going to do this to my family. You're not going to do this to my children. We will stand up and we will say no. And so this petition is just our pivot based on what the Supreme Court has said, what the Secretary of State has said. This is our way of continuing to move forward to make sure that the conservative biblical values of New Mexico have a voice in Santa Fe.
Okay, this is where I sigh. although I should be pleased because of the hard work done by the New Mexico Family Action Movement to pivot, parry, dodge, weave, and make the Not My Kid petition available. So this is the part of our conversation I want to make sure everyone tuned in today hears, okay? If you signed the referendum petitions, we're starting over. You have work to do. And that means checking out Not My Kid petition. And if you elect to include your signature on that. Now, I know that there's a link on, if you go to nmfam.org and click on Action Center, right at the top of the page is Not My Kid and the sign the petition hyperlink to click. Let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. You can sign this. You can do it all online?
Yes, yes. And that's a difference from the referendum process that we have been seeking. We had to have those in-person signatures, but now we're able to do this online. And I do want to encourage people, if you signed the referendum petitions, your signature will still be used.
Okay.
We are still using all of those. So it's not really starting over. It's just continuing on, but in a different format.
Okay. So I misunderstood.
So if you did sign the referendum sheets at one point, you can still sign the online petition, and we are going to make sure we look for duplicates. We're going to weed out the duplicates before we submit them. But if you're not sure which ones you signed or if you signed or when you signed, you can sign the online petition, and it's not going to be detrimental. It's not going to be a problem. Sign the online petition. Share it. If you already signed a referendum sheet, we will filter out the duplicates, but we really are encouraging everyone to start sharing that online petition and get the word around New Mexico.
Okay. So thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. I was off. I know I was off on that. And now what you've told me is, I mean, my work is done. I know that I signed all six already. However, I love what you said. If you're not sure, go on and do the online petition at nmfam.org, and your organization will weed through that. But the other thing would be to go and get that link. And I would encourage our listeners to share that on their social media, go to the mountaintops and the valleys and let everyone know, that the work is continuing. We'll look for, and you know what, we talk about action, you know, and going to the Action Center on the website, especially as we approach, the National Day of Prayer, body of Christ, don't forget to get on your knees and pray about these things. And I'm going to, revisit what you, really already said. It deals with reproductive and gender affirming healthcare. Expanding Human Rights Act, that was the HB 207, the Reproductive Health Provider Protections, school-based healthcare centers, scary, 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 all of it, voting rights protections, and election changes. These are serious laws that were, and again, you can't say it enough because you wouldn't be surprised. You talk to a lot of people. So many people that I talk to don't get it. These laws were passed. They are in effect. And
yes.
And there's a good chance you won't, you won't agree that these are laws that have been enacted in our state. And you'll want to, with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, communicate to our legislators, not happy about this, not okay. And I love you guys you're going to hand deliver these and say, I know some people have done all they can to make this not be communicated to you, but we're communicating to you. So the other question I have too is, and here comes my ignorance, the decision that was made by, was it the highest New Mexico Supreme Court decision? Is that where it got to?
Yes. So the New Mexico Supreme Court is the highest court in New Mexico that has the ultimate decision-making power. And so it got all the way to the Supreme Court. And while we can try to appeal, we can try to continue fighting in that avenue. At this point, with where the timing is at with the elections that are coming up, we believe that this is going to be the best course of action to continue educating New Mexicans on these laws. You know, it's amazing. Of course, I've been steeped in these laws since 2023 when we were fighting them during the session. And I feel like I've told, you know, everybody about them, but yet I still run into people who have no idea. They don't even know what these laws are. They've never even heard of these different bills that passed. And so one of the things that I really want to encourage people with is not only to sign that online petition, but to share the information.
Yeah.
Educate your family, your friends, your community, because the more people who know what is actually happening, the more upset they are. And the more New Mexicans will stand up, and we begin to see that voice, not only in the form of these petitions being presented during the session to our legislators, but we begin to see that voice showing up at the polls when people are casting their votes. We begin seeing it in candidates who stand up and say, you know what, I want to try to fight. We begin seeing it in churches when they begin designating time to pray and give this over to our Heavenly Father and ask for his help. You know, so many times throughout scripture, he just tells us, just ask, whether it's for wisdom or whether it's you're anxious or you're worried, you know, through prayer and supplication unto God. And so that is what we want to encourage you with, no matter how you have been involved in the referendum so far, continue to use your voice, continue better future for New Mexico.
That's a good positive note to leave it on. Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Looking forward to seeing good things happen. Remember, in our first family festival coming up in May, so go to the website at nmfam.org. The festival, Cloudman, for the Not My Kid petition, click on the Action Center, and you'll see the Not My Kid petition. Jody, great information. Thanks for keeping us informed. And do this again next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Hey, stay with us. Great information on the way from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We'll get to that next on ABQ Connect.